What is going on, YouTube? Good evening, FPL family. Welcome to this next episode of FPL Family with me, Lee. This is Sam, and Sam, yet another Premier League weekend passes without incidents. Very boring weekend of football. Nothing really happened.
Bale scored.
Here's a good number for you. 2,721. What's the significance of that number? 2,721 days since Gareth Bale last scored for Tottenham Hotspur. And today, folks, today, not only has Gareth Bale scored, but he has somehow, guys, inexplicably, got three bonus points in that game we've just watched, which I cannot get my head around. And to say that you are fairly emotionally happy about this would be a bit of an understatement, right? Do we want to replicate the celebration that you did?
Bale scored, Lee! Bale scored!
Smacked me on the shoulder several times, shouting, Bale has scored, Bale has scored. And I'm watching the game, guys. I can see that Bale has scored. But I had to have it shouted in my ear several times so that I got the message. So it was really good. It was really good.
Lee! But Bale scored, Lee.
Bale has scored, yes,
he's
finally.
Back.
He's back.
And do you know what's made me happier? I got to see Son and Kane and Bale together. That's like...
R.I.P. Lamella. R.I.P. Bergvine.
I mean,
R.I.P. Lucas Moura.
I've got a tear.
Stop
it's
crying.
It's actually like... It's the stuff of Spurs fans' dreams.
Twitter was rife. As soon as Bale scored, and I happened to retweet the Tottenham Hotspur account recalling the Bale goal, because I hadn't heard, you know, Bale scored, but I hadn't registered with me because I was deaf in this ear. Very first person to comment.
Yeah.
FPL tips, Harry.
Yeah, of course.
Is she emotional? Crying emoji.
I'm not crying, you are, tips.
I'm not crying, you're crying. I'm not crying, you're crying.
Is it too early, though?
Is it too early for what?
Triple Spurs attack.
Oh, shut up, for goodness sake.
Is it too early? Because I've got a Fernandes problem, and I've got a perfect solution. I got the perfect solution.
Guys, we're going to... Welcome, by the way, to the live stream. Hope you're all well. Hope you've had a good weekend. Hope game week 7 has been good to you. It's certainly been better to me than game week 6 was, although that is not a very high benchmark. Game week 6 was appalling, guys, but game week 7... has been all right. It's been all right. So we'll talk about our scores a bit later on. We'll talk about our teams and how we got on. We'll talk a little bit about the games. We might talk about a certain Welshman if I can hearing back in my ear. Surprised I didn't wake the kids up, actually. The kids seem to sleep through it. But
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
He'll be happy, won't he? The little man. He'll be happy.
To see Max. Because every time Spurs play when he's in bed, the first thing he says to me is, "Mummy, did Bale score?" And I can't wait for that in the morning, so I can say, yes, darling, he did.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Well, there we go. Let's get into the chat and say hello to a few people. Nistel Percy is here.
Am I second in the league?
To be fair, we should not ignore that. Liverpool and Spurs, first and second in the league. This is a rare occasion. If this has ever happened, I don't think, in FPL family history, I'm not sure that it has.
Well, I mean, I've already had a request in the Slack, because the 16th of December,
yes,
Liverpool versus Spurs... It's a Wednesday night televised game. I've had a request.
I'm paying $14.95 for it.
It's,
again.
It's an Amazon one, so we have that.
Oh, we can get that, can we?
So I've had a request for a watch.
Absolutely savage. We had to pay $14.95 to watch that tonight, guys. But we did. No, sadly, we did.
Lee, I'd have paid triple it to see Bale score his first
goal.
Don't
give me that rubbish.
I would.
Absolute. Made me feel puke in my mouth.
Although,
when we had to pay that.
I would like a refund from the Premier League for the disgrace that was the referee today. But that's another matter.
Oh, this is a VAR-free zone. We're not going into that. Tarek Lamptey owners, well done. You've got the points.
Yeah,
maybe picked up a bit of a hamstring injury. Let's see what the diagnosis is from Dr. Potter later on after the pre-match, which will be going on, obviously, as we're streaming. So, guys, get in the live chat. If there's any news, immediate news about Tarek Lamptey, let's hear about that. It's obviously a big FPL asset. How he's got the goal and two bonus points is absolutely beyond me.
Third
because... has to be a foul, doesn't it, on Pierre Højbjerg? Has to be.
There's a reason why there hadn't been any incidents of the ref being sent to the monitor and disagreeing.
Oh.
There's a reason why, oh, Graham Scott, that you were sent to the monitor because you're an embarrassment to yourself when you stood that close to a foul and you don't give it.
It was bad. It was bad. But Bossman525 is here. How are we doing, Bossman? He's saying Lamptey's a good lad. He's obviously a Lamptey owner. He's happy with that.
Listen, he's on my bench.
If you've got him and he's not on your bench, fair play. He was good tonight. He was good, to be fair. I thought he was getting forward, and you can't begrudge him the goal because he was getting into those positions
all
night, to
the
be
goal,
fair.
Because it shouldn't have been a goal.
Yeah, but his performance possibly deserved the points, I would say. The points
Shut
that he
up.
Got on FPL. No, no, listen, I'm a Lamptey seller this week. I ain't got him. So, listen, I'm
He's
no,
no Gareth
out.
Bale, though, is he?
He's
I'm going to have that all night.
Oh, God. Kenzie says, Stealth Panda, how are we doing? He says, Panda. Ryan benched was a nightmare. Where did that come from? That was a bit out of the blue, wasn't it? Ryan benched.
Potter said...
More pie missing? What's going on there?
Well, Potter was weird. I don't know. I mean, those of you that watched it will have seen the interview with Potter pre-match. And he was weird. Where's Ryan? He needed a rest after 2 years of playing.
Yeah,
sorry,
weird.
What?
Yeah, weird. He's, well, we've what? Said before on these live streams, and if you listen to any FPL pod, they'll tell you that actually Brighton's underlying defensive statistics have looked pretty good, but they've been losing games and conceding goals. So I'm afraid some of those statistics point to Matty Ryan, you know, perhaps not saving goals that he should save or perhaps not making enough saves. So maybe Potter's just a shot across the bows of Matty Ryan, right? He's been in that team two and a half years
all
with not much competition. You
he
know.
Was quite good to, as well, the kid.
The new
yeah,
lad,
the
he
kid.
Was good. He was
made
fine.
Made that great save for what would have been an amazing own goal.
He was fine. Nehul Kalkani, hey Nehul, in with the Super Chat. Should we move on Saiss and what's the best replacement? Well, we'll talk about Roman Saiss a bit later on because, yeah, Roman Saiss, very interesting. I'd love to hear from you guys in the chat. And if you're watching the replay, get in the comments below. If you're a Saiss owner, there's a lot of you out there, I know that. What now with Roman Saiss? What now? Because up until, I think this time last week we sat here, we were talking about him being the top point scorer in defence in FPL. But now, uncertainty, question marks, etc. over Roman Saiss. So, want to have a look at him a bit later on. Martin Tricky Swartz is in. How are we doing, Martin? Here every single flipping Sunday, Martin. Thank you for being with us again. Even when we're late, guys. And thank you for bearing with us as we watch that Spurs game.
My apologies for being late. I do apologise.
I had my ear screamed into. Liron Bard is in. Very nice to see you. How are we doing? FPL Tips Harry is here. Yes, he says, time to sell Saiss. Yep. Sold him for Chilwell this week, Harry. Nice move, mate. Buy bail, Tips. Buy bail. James Ward is here. How are we doing? Nice to see you, James. Mr. Wazat 19. Wolves have bad fixtures. We will be talking about Wolves a bit later on. You are right. Their fixtures do not look that good at the moment. Carl Vineyard is here. He just says, Coys.
Can't you, Spurs?
Coys. That's all he's saying. Coys. Damir Pinter is in. He just says, Zuma. Another. What a header that was by Zuma, by the way.
Do you know, we'll talk about this in a minute when we get to the Chelsea game, but I came about that close this week.
Oh, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
No,
what, on Zuma?
Yeah,
alright.
No, I did.
Alright.
Oh, shut up. Loser.
Anthony, you were this close to a lot of players this week.
No, I wasn't. There was two options this week.
Right.
And in the end...
Who would you have got out then?
Well, that was the problem, wasn't it? Because I couldn't decide on my keeper because I needed to remove one of my keepers in order for it to be have enough money...
Right.
To upgrade.
Well, we'll talk about your team a bit later on. Peter Gade is here. How are we doing? He said, I had treble up on Bale, Son and Kane 2 weeks ago. Peter, your faith is restored with Mr. Gareth Bale. What a differential for you, sir.
That
absolutely
is like,
fantastic.
That's the pinnacle of life right
Matthew Keown is in. How are we doing, Matthew? Matthew comments in the live chat, David Coates, are you in? He's giving David a shout out there because, and we will update on our Manager of the Month competition for October a bit later, because Matthew and David right at the top of our Manager of the Month competition. Bit of an update on that later on. John Tyner is here. How are we doing, John? Garfield Rob is in. He says, hey guys, I hate FPL.
It's all right. I mean,
it's tough, Garfield. It's a tough season.
You don't really know because you're here. Because Lee says this.
Exactly, yeah.
So Lee says this. Every couple of days, he goes, I hate FPL. But then every day, he's like on the app. He's talking to me about FPL, to the live streams, goes on the FPL show, does a pod.
I must admit...
Don't hate it.
I must admit, I had a bit of a moment with FPL a couple of weeks ago. I had a bit of a moment and I was a bit... Because it was so... You know, the essence, guys, of FPL is being able to predict what's going to happen based on what you've seen.
And yeah.
It's so unpredictable in the first 4 to 5 game weeks that I was a bit like, you know, you could literally pick whoever you want and put a pin in somebody and just see what happens in FPL this season. But we are starting, I think we are starting to see a little bit more regularity. We're starting to see some trends come through. And it's all relative, right? Based on the chaos that we've had so far this season. But we're starting to find a little bit of regularity. So I must admit, I'm not quite so down on FPL as I was a couple of weeks ago. The football, I'm honestly, some of the decisions these referees are making are absolutely incredible. We'll come to those a bit later on. Tips is in with a super chat. Sammy says he's got enough money in the bank to do Pulisic to Bale. He's just realised. He's just realised that can happen for free.
Oh, you know you wouldn't. Oh, Harry, come chat to me on Instagram later.
Get on it,
I'll persuade you into that. Although, to be fair...
Talk to her, Tips. You will have Bale by the end of the evening and you will regret it, sir.
Oh, you won't. Oh, you won't. But we do need to speak about Chelsea. I need to talk to you about Chelsea too.
Yes, come chat absolutely, to me. Absolutely. Yeah,
I'll have a chat with Tips.
Get into the chat, mate, and let us know how you feel about Chelsea. I must admit, my in-laws, your parents were here watching the Spurs game with us just a second ago. Having
out.
A good chat with you. Yeah, it's like, right, live stream's on, sorry.
We're like, see yourselves out.
But your dad was talking about how it's starting to click at Chelsea. And to be fair to you, he's very, you know, if Chelsea are crap, he'll say they're crap. A bit like Tips. Oh, yeah. And if they're crap, they're crap. And if they're good, he'll say they're good.
A bit like me then with Spurs.
And your dad was, you know, he was positive. He's starting to click. You've got the players in place now, and there's one or two that still need to, you know, improve. But generally speaking, it's going in the right direction. And I must admit, I agree with him. Pulisic, we will talk about that a bit later on because that ruined my Saturday. But the rest of them are starting to look all right. Ziyech has got off to a fantastic start, for example.
And
some of the defenders. They're starting to look all right, Chelsea. They're starting to look all right. And the fixtures don't look too bad. With Sheffield United at home up next, they are incredibly investable. And I must admit, I'll be keeping my eyes on that Pulisic injury because I really, really wanted him for that Sheffield United game. And if he's not fit, I'm not happy. No, I spent them this week. So I've got one free transfer for
next week.
I've
got two. I guarantee you I have two blue boys.
Chelsea will be coming in for you.
Chelsea coming in.
I imagine you're probably right. FPL Geordie, who I was just chatting to over on Twitter. How are we doing? FPL Geordie, nice to see you. Casey's in. Casey Skinner. Hey, Casey. Nice to see you. Nice to see you on Zoom the other day, Casey. Who else we got? Jordan Marvel is in. Please don't mention Zaha. Please don't mention Zaha.
Did tell you all.
This time last week, we were all lauding him. We went on the FPL show. We were all lauding him.
No.
And you stood at that screen and you went, he's a troll. Don't trust him. And James... And Jules and I all tried to convince you that he was a changed man and you were not having it. And shock horror, Sam from FPL Family, you were correct.
He's a troll. Zahar is a troll. He likes to do this. He likes to think, he gets you all to think, oh, I'm going to be brilliantly well invested money. 7 million, then he goes, ha ha, I'm really bad.
Listen, it was a difficult fixture. The fixtures for Palace don't look too bad forward. Super chat from William Jones. How are you doing, William? Hi, guys. This is thoughts on Cresswell as a Saiz change. A lot of super chats about Saiz tonight. We need to cover him, I think, in a bit of detail when we get to Wolves. Cresswell doesn't look like too bad a shout to me. West Ham, again, despite the defeat at Anfield, which we'll talk about, they look all right, West Ham. They look all right. They look all right. Just a super chat before you comment on that, because we will talk about West Ham later on. James O'Marney, thank you, James, for the super chat.
That's who wants us to do the Spurs and Liverpool. That's James.
Oh, James was calling that, was he? Well, that could happen. We can make that happen.
We can maybe do that.
He says, hi, how are ye? James O'Marney, with a sentence like, how are ye, and a surname like O'Marney, I'm going to suggest that he's from the Emerald Isle. I hope you are, James. 50 plus points here, so I'm happy. A watch along for Liverpool Spurs, there we go. Would be great, especially when LFC lose. Well, listen, it could be, if we're lucky, a top of the table clash. But when is it?
16th of December, Wednesday.
16th of December.
Night.
We've got a few weeks yet for Spurs to be Spursy until we get to the 16th. So let's see where we are. Don't you tap the Gareth Bale mug at me. Don't you. Listen. The podcasters are wondering what that noise was. That
podcasters,
was Sam tapping.
I am showing Lee the Gareth Bale mug. We're going to win the league this year.
Oh, shut up. Give it a rest. Oh, my God. You're going to win the league this year.
Well, we've got a better central defence than you have.
God, goodness me. Good. I love it when teams get up in it, right? This time, 2 weeks ago, Everton were going to win the league.
No, I never said Everton were going to win.
Now Spurs are going to win the league.
Right.
Are you having a laugh?
No.
6 or 7 games in and you've been fantastic.
Yeah.
Right, we've been absolute rubbish.
Yeah.
And we are 3 points, 2 points clear of you.
Yeah, but that's because VAR's done us in.
Oh, right. Stop.
VAR
robbed us of
2 points against Newcastle.
Stop.
Yeah,
absolutely ridiculous. Josh, all right, thank you, Josh, for the super chat. Lots of super chats tonight, guys. Very generously. Thank you very much indeed.
We've all paid for the game.
They paid for the game. Josh is saying, Son out, Ziyech in. No, mate, don't knee-jerk that Son. Don't knee-jerk
get
that
Ziyech
Son.
Get Ziyech as well.
Yeah, maybe get him as well. And Ken says, Stealth Panda is saying, Ings injury needs to be monitored. Mm. Very, very good point there, Ken's. Yes, Ings with what looked like a bad knee injury, actually. I think I could hear him, because we can hear them now in the stadiums. I heard him on the TV going, my knee, my knee. So there's something up with him then, and obviously what sort of effect is Ings out going to have on the rest of the team? Noticeably, Che Adams, who's now in my team, gets the assist this week. Very happy about that. But
what is this?
I want to see what sort of impact Ings is going to have on the rest of that side. Talisman for Southampton. Talisman. Mm. There's the Twitter on the left-hand side, folks, at FPL Family, if you're not following us over there. Nearly 36,000 of you do, so thank you very much if you've hit that follow button. And if you don't, go check it out after the live stream, and the links are all in the description below. How are we doing on Instagram right now? Where are we at?
Well, they're all probably waiting for an Insta reaction to Gareth Bale scoring, but I'm literally running the living, running here.
This is the Insta reaction. You just had it, guys. This is it.
I mean, I'll do a little video about Gareth Bale later, just so that you can all go, oh, there he is, actually. He's just popped up on my Instagram.
So where are you on Instagram?
We are 7,351.
7,000. Very good. So, guys, if you're following us over on Instagram, if you like the Insta reactions, whenever we watch a game, what we try and do, as long as the kids don't interrupt it too much, is we try and do a quick 1 minute hot take. Hot take, gut feel. And sometimes they're emotional, guys. So get over to Instagram.
Oh, this one would have been.
This one would have been had we not been running in here to be emotional. But that one would have been emotional. At FPL Family over on Instagram if you enjoy our Insta reactions. So, Sam, let's get into some of the action from the weekend. I need to find the right window. it's not that. That is Fantasy Football Scout, which of course we know and love. But here is, and it still says Spurs 1-0, so I need to refresh. Here are the scores from the weekend. Now, loads going on, as usual, loads going on. I want to start with Chelsea, actually. I want to start with Chelsea because with the fixture list coming up, of course Sheffield United at home next week is a fixture that you're going to want to look at your Chelsea boys for. But after that, it actually looks not too bad for them. They've got Newcastle away. Then it's the Spurs game, which is lining up to be a fantastic game. Then it's Leeds, then it's Everton away. So if you look at the Fantasy Football Scout ticker, they're pretty much in the middle there. But I can see enough blue in that Fantasy Football Scout ticker for me to want to invest in Chelsea. And it was on that basis that I bought Chilwell in this week, and I was happy obviously to bank the clean sheet bonus points. Could he have had a bit more? Yes, I think so. He's getting into some dangerous areas, so I think he's worthy of investment. But then Zuma pops up with the goal, and there's lots of other points elsewhere in the Chelsea team. So which Chelsea boys are you thinking about then, going into that Sheffield United game?
So the reason I said to you that I was really close to bringing in Zuma this week, and I genuinely was because I really, as I said on the FPL show, I really wanted to own Chilwell. And I couldn't quite make the money work, by downgrading Martinez and freeing up 0.8. I still couldn't get Lamptey to be Chilwell.
Sure.
So that would have been a -4, and I didn't want to do a -4 for that, given that I felt like I was kind of just compromising other stuff to get there.
Zuma's not exactly prolific. I appreciate that you started the season well, and if you're a fairly casual, dare I say, FPL manager, you might decide that you might sort the defenders by total points and look at Zuma and go, well, there we go. But I don't know. I just feel like I feel like he's a bit of a compromise compared to Chilwell.
Well, he is. And that's part of the reason I didn't do it, is because there's obviously 0.4 million difference in the price. Well, there was on Friday. I don't know if there's been any price changes since then, but there was on Friday night or Friday afternoon. And
getting a bit of warm in here, guys. So much hot air about Gareth Bale. I'm going to have something in the window. Go on.
You are in so much trouble with me. It's like the best night of my life.
What's that say about me? You absolute git bag.
So there's not... there was no...
no jokes in the chat about that. Thank you very much. You've lost your train of thought. Chelsea.
So there was 0.4 difference between the end price. And I looked at it and I thought, and I could do it. So I could do the Zuma thing. And then in my head, I was like, but will I always think, oh, I wish he would bench Chilwell? Like, will I spend the next few weeks
wishing that? As you did
with Adams
and Ings, right?
As I did. And that was why I didn't do it in the end. And in the end, I thought, right, okay, I'm going to ride this out. Burnley didn't look like they had anything going forward against Spurs, but they did sit back and they did defend well. So maybe it might not be that bad. Like, maybe I might be able to, you know, pull something out of the bag with not having a Chelsea. And then we'll see where we are for the Sheffield United game. Because my plan, and what I wanted to do was watch that Villa-Southampton game, which we'll come to. Because I want to go down to one keeper, what was one of my strategies, and that would free up some money, or downgrade Watkins to Brewster, and that would free up some money. Okay. But basically, I needed to make a decision about where the money was coming
from. So we'll talk about your team later, but the Chelsea assets from an FPL perspective that you are considering.
So I'd still...
Zuma, Chilwell. What about the forwards, though? Ziyech, looking very good.
Yeah.
Pulisic, we need to keep an eye on that injury. Timo Werner, who, by the way, wasn't going to play in this game. Tammy Abraham got the nod, didn't he? And then Pulisic obviously gets the injury in the warm-up. Werner comes on and plays kind of more out left. Is that his more natural position? I don't know. But I guess he played there a lot for RB Leipzig, so he did all right there, I guess.
Yeah.
But, and then he gets a goal and a bonus point.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about Timo Werner as well?
Well, the thing is, it's difficult. So before Saturday, it was difficult because we've talked before about the amount of players that they have in that midfield position, and how actually, you know, with include Mount as well in this conversation, of course, it means that somebody's always got to miss out. They can't physically play them all every single game.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the season, that wasn't so much of an issue because obviously Ziyech, or whatever you call him, is...
Ziyech.
How is it Ziyech?
It's Ziyech.
How?
There's no K. There's no Ziyech.
There is a K in it.
Yes, but it's not... It's Ziyech. Okay, it's quite easy.
What's his first name?
Hakim.
Hakim. We'll go with that. Obviously, he was injured and Pulisic was injured, so it was a bit more predictable in terms of the Chelsea lineup. Then they've come back into the squad and it's made it more difficult, and we saw that last week because, you know, or for this week rather, with Werner going to miss out. And then obviously the Pulisic thing happened and he plays. Now, depending upon how long Pulisic is out, that in theory should make life easier for us as FPL managers because it gives us a bit more clarity as to who's starting, where they're going to play, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, having watched... We didn't watch the game live, but we watched the highlights. I was really impressed with Hakim.
Yeah.
I thought he was really good.
If Pulisic is fit for next week, who do you bring him?
And that's the struggle, isn't it?
Okay.
And I think we've got to wait. For me...
It's a worry, though. As FPL Geordie is saying in the live chat, Pulisic's injury record is starting to become a concern now. If you've got an 8.3, 8.4, whatever he is now... asset in your team, and at any minute his Weetabix legs could go, that is a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem.
I must admit, I'm looking at a straight swap for him for Ziyech for next week, knowing that Ziyech has got next to no ownership in a home game against Sheffield United. Now, we know, we said on the show, on the FPL show last week, Sheffield United are weaker down that right-hand side. Hence, I was really excited about Pulisic as an option this game week. So they are stronger on the other side, so Ziyech might not get quite so much joy. But Sheffield United are getting beat.
Yeah.
Not really putting in too, you know, I haven't seen much from them in the last few weeks. They play well against Man City. We'll come to those in a minute. But City dominated that game. And then the Liverpool game, it was all huff and puff. But apart from a very dodgy penalty, probably could have lost that game by more. I don't know, maybe I'm doing them a bit of a disservice. They've got my red goggles on. But I expect this kind of new look Chelsea that's starting to click to beat Sheffield United at home next week. And I think Ziyech will be a part of it.
Yeah. And I think we're at the stage where the Chelsea fixtures are nice. I mean, there is the game against Spurs, but look, I mean, that game could go anyway. Those games are normally good games. So for me, I think it's definitely time now to invest in Chelsea. And I think it's becoming a bit more clear as to where you go.
Anything to say about Burnley? I don't think there is
Nothing to say, other than
I think they are in trouble because even though they're starting to get some of their defenders back and they might be able to defend a bit better, they are not scoring anywhere near enough goals.
And
I think they've been found out a little bit up front.
What's weird is that, you know, Barnes and Wood used to be, you know, reasonably good picks up top as cheap options.
Yeah.
This year, I feel like the injuries and the problems that Burnley had pre-season has just ruled them out entirely. They're not with it.
All right, folks. Sorry, Burnley fans. Not too much to say about you from an FPL perspective. Let's talk about Liverpool 2, West Ham 1 then. A game which... As soon as that West Ham goal went in, and to be fair, they were reasonable value for that lead, West Ham. I thought they played well, and you know they've shown some great form so far this season. They bought it to Anfield, yeah. I thought. My reaction when that West Ham goal went in, I immediately was like, this is now going to be a very, very hard game. It was a very different reaction than I gave to the Sheffield United game. When the Sheffield United game, when they got that penalty, it's 12 minutes in, I thought, okay, we've got time to win this game still, and we just about did. But for West Ham, again, it was about 12 or 13 minutes in, totally different reaction because I know that they can shut up shop if they want to and they'll just leave Allaire up there and they'll do nine men behind the ball, which is exactly what they did. We got a bit jammy with the penalty. You can tell me in the live chat and in the comments whether you think that was a penalty or not on Salah. Of course, I think it was, but, you know, I've got my red goggles on. And then my new favourite player, Diogo Jota, who is in the thumbnail for this video. Because, listen, should we be considering this guy now? All of a sudden, we're starting to talk about, you know, and by the way, I don't think this, by the way, but a lot of Twitter's talking about, non-Liverpool Twitter, by the way, Liverpool Twitter is not saying this, but non-Liverpool Twitter is saying, should Firmino be out of that team now? Should it be Mane through the middle and Jota left? Should Jota be in that front three now? Now, my view is no, is not. I still think the front three are the front three. If he changes the system and wants to put Bobby 10 and Salah in 9 and play Jota left, okay, you can do that. But I still think Jota's got some way to go before he breaks into that front three. However, whether he's a substitute or not, he seems to be getting in amongst it. And when he's coming on, he's playing against these more tired sides, right? So he's getting the FPL points.
What does he have to do? I think he should be starting games.
Yeah, that's...
No, I do. As a non-Liverpool fan, I think he should be starting games. He is up for them. He's attacking at every moment he gets. He's
a good player. He's a really good player.
And for somebody that's arrived at the club, a couple of months ago?
Yeah.
He's bedded in well. He gets the Liverpool style of play. And he's doing all the right things. I think the kid should be given a chance to start.
I think he's one of those that's really going to start to put pressure on that front three.
Yeah.
And actually, the way
that's
that...
good.
That is good. Yeah, it is good. Yeah, because actually, maybe, I don't know, but maybe, bit of, not, I don't want to say complacency, but let's just say this, that front three, they've not had competition for places for some time.
Yeah.
I mean, Divock Origi's been flirting, isn't he? Minamino's come in and struggled, frankly, to break into the team at all, the squad at all. And outside of that, I can't really think of anybody that's really threatened the front three. But all of a sudden, Diogo Jota's come to the club. A lot of talk about the money. You know, is it too much? But he's proven to be a very, very good asset indeed. And in FPL, don't forget, a midfielder reclassified this season. In at 6 point something, middle of the sixes. I think he might have taken a couple of drops to maybe 4 or 3. You can tell me in the live chat. Is he good value?
Yes.
I think he is as well, you know. I think he is as well. I want to see a bit more of him. And the Liverpool fixtures dictate that we can. So it's Man City away next. Leicester at home, I think, is a game that you might want to start if you've not got more than one Liverpool player, maybe having a look at him. Brighton, then Wolves at home, then Fulham. So get that Man City game out of the way. And then maybe he becomes a bit of a midfield enabler. Would you rather have Jota or Phil Foden right now?
Jota.
Jota over Phil Foden.
And I'll tell you why.
Is that a recency bias thing? Because 2 weeks ago, we'd have said Foden easily, right?
No. I would have said neither 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Right.
Because my issue with Foden isn't really about Foden. It's all about Pep. It's not really about Foden. Because when Foden comes on, he impresses me. But I can't stand it.
Right.
Whereas with Jota, like, I always think with Foden, with all the injuries and stuff that they've got, that he should be starting. With Jota, I feel like he should start, just because I think he's better than Firmino is at the moment. But I know he won't. I know he'll just come on. And so you can park that and you can put it to bed. My bigger thing with Liverpool right now is blimmin' Trent Alexander-Arnold stinking up my team at 7.4 million.
Go on then, what are we saying about the defence?
Well, what? I mean, okay. Van Dijk is injured, and I get it. Understand that Van Dijk is like is a big, big loss.
It's sort of been mentioned a couple of times.
I understand that. But part of the reason that you own Trent is not just about the clean sheets. You own him for the clean sheets, yes. But if you were just buying a player for the clean sheets, you'd buy Chilwell over him. You'd buy Zuma over him. You'd buy one of those cheaper 5 million guys. You own Trent for the attacking potential on top of the clean sheets. Now, at the moment, the clean sheets are few and far between because there's been so many defensive issues.
Sure.
And I could make my peace with that if he was still getting the attacking returns, on the basis that at 7.4, there's not many midfielders that are going to regularly tick over the level of attacking points that Trent did last season.
But all of a sudden, you can get Ziyech for a few more pounds, right?
So now I'm looking at Trent and I'm thinking...
Or Jota
for
a million less.
Jota is on the pitch for less time than you and gets a hell of a lot more points than you. You're not going to keep any clean sheets anytime soon because Van Dijk is out for the season and we all saw what Liverpool were like before Van Dijk arrived at the club. Now, okay, Alisson's back, but he's not a superhero. He can't account for every mistake that the centre-backs are going to make. And they will make mistakes. They will. Until Gomez and Matip are back together. But then even then...
Why do you think that's such a good combination?
Well, I don't.
They've never played together, Gomez and Matip. Never started a game together.
And they'll still make mistakes. And so you're looking at a team where Robbo and Trent want to go. And that's leaving the back line really vulnerable, which means the clean sheet potential is always lower because of that.
Yeah.
And even when Trent does go, there's no attacking output at all. And I'm looking at the fixtures and I'm thinking, well, you've got Liverpool coming up. Sorry, you've got Man City coming up next. Is Trent going to be going all the time against Man City?
Okay. All right. Well, tips is any saying 4.0 for Nat Phillips. Worth a shout, Lee. Difficult for me to endorse him, Harry, I think, mate, to be honest with you. He's not registered for the Champions League, by the way, Nat Phillips. So he's going to get starts in the Premier League. Although I do think that both he and Reece Williams, who last I looked wasn't even in FPL.
He is
Reece Williams. Is he in at 4.0?
Yeah, they added them both together.
Okay, so he's in at 4.0 as well, which I think is right, by the way.
Yeah.
I think those two have got the potential to switch depending on what sort of opposition Liverpool are playing. Okay. So with West Ham...
Because we were expecting Williams to start. I was anyway.
I was because, this is awful coming from a Liverpool fan, but I actually wasn't sure what Nat Phillips was up to. Because in the summer, there was a lot of talk of us selling him. There was a lot of Championship clubs had come in for him. And I actually wasn't sure whether he was at the club or not.
Yeah.
He'd been alone in Germany. It's like he's done a stint in Kidderminster. But in a game like that for West Ham, when you need to be strong, powerful, aerially good...
Yeah.
You know, no nonsense. He's not a Van Dijk. He's not a play it out from the back, Nat Phillips, right? What he is a get up, no nonsense. You see his nose, it's been broken about six times. That's because all his game is about away, away, away. And in that game against West Ham, against Allaire, who, by the way, was absolutely terrible in that game, Allaire.
Well, he is.
And it would have been the same-ish, I think, with Antonio, although Antonio would have given him... been frightening from a pace perspective.
Uh-huh.
I think if Antonio would have played, he may have gone with Williams, actually. But Nat Phillips is all about get it out, no finesse, whereas Reece Williams is a bit more of a ball player.
Okay.
So it would be interesting to see. Now, don't get me wrong, I think one of the reasons that Matip didn't play, because he was sort of on the verge of coming back, I think. He was nearly back from injury. I think Klopp's got one eye on Man City. He knows he needs Gomez and Matip for that fixture. If he puts in a Nat Phillips or a Reece Williams in that fixture, it's difficult, all right? I think he's going to go with Matip and Gomez.
Yeah.
Now, Matip, he's not the sort of player that's going to get a run in the team, right? He doesn't. He's just injured all the time. And actually, Gomez hasn't got that great an injury record either. So, going back to Harry's question, would I endorse Nat Phillips at 4.0? At 4.0, I think I might. If you can't think of a better 4.0 to get, and he's just going to be your 4.0, although shout out to Max Kilman, who we'll talk about in a minute, maybe, but don't get Nat Phillips thinking that he's going to play every week.
No.
I think he will play depending on the opposition.
Okay.
And he and Williams will share a bit of that slot when Matip isn't available.
But the reality is, as a Trent and a Robertson for you, owner, it is not ideal that your 7+ million defender is reliant on a 4 million guy that's been at Kidderminster and may actually drop out of football altogether and go to university, was the last I heard Klopp saying that he was talking about doing that.
Yeah.
That's not ideal.
We will be better when Fabinho comes back and is marshalling in front of that back four.
Wait, how long's that?
And Thiago's there. Fabinho's back in maybe a week or two.
Right.
We will be better. I'm not saying we won't concede goals. We will. Because you can't take Van Dijk out of any team in the world and not be worse off.
But again, it goes back to that point, doesn't it, with Trent, that it's you can make peace with it if they're getting the same level of attacking return that the 7 million midfielders are.
He doesn't seem to be doing that.
But he isn't doing that. And when there are 6 and 7 million players in the middle of the park regularly returning, you have to question whether it's the right thing to do to hold him.
All right, West Ham, from their perspective, if you look again at the Fantasy Football Scout ticker, Fulham at home up next, Sheffield United away. Villa at home.
Well, it's the turn now.
The next three look sensational. And after, you're quite right, up to a start to the season, which frankly has been horrendous from a fixture perspective on paper, but they have navigated it very well, West Ham. Let's not beat around the bush. They now go into some fixtures, which actually you would say you're expecting them to win. So it's a different sort of mentality for the Hammers. So Fulham, Sheffield United, Villa. Then it's Manchester United. Goodness knows what sort of state they're going to be in game week 11. And then Leeds away in 12. So certainly those next three... You want West Ham, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, like most of the game, I own Suchek, and I'm happy, I'm more than happy to own Suchek. I think he looks like a lovely pick for the next
Just
two
one
weeks.
Assist, though, so far in the first seven.
Yes, but I also think that, you know, in part, we go back to the fixtures. Would I have expected more than one assist from Suchek in those seven games? No.
Maybe.
Looking at the stats, he probably should have returned more than he has. However, I'm confident that against clubs like Fulham, he will get more opportunities and hopefully he will take them. And I would hope that he would step up to the plate while Antonio is out, because apparently that's for 6 weeks, which is not ideal.
Have we had that confirmed? Is that like a...
Well, no, it hasn't been confirmed yet, which is why I said apparently. But okay. That was the rumour, wasn't it, that it's 6 weeks. So if that's the case, that's really not ideal. But for me, I'm looking at the fixtures and thinking... Koufal looks like a really nice pick at that
point. Koufal does, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Obviously, Creswell, there's Creswell. Yeah. Obviously, there's Creswell. You've got to pay a bit more for him, though. So, if you're looking, like Harry was talking about before, as cheap defenders go, at 4.5 for Koufal, 2 assists already.
I think I would just about go for Koufal over Masuaku on the other side, just about, given the FPL points I've had so far. Actually, yeah. If you look at some of the heat maps, Masuaku is getting forward even more.
He is, yeah.
Anybody in that midfield that catches your eye? I mean, Fornals is the one that's kind of on form after a couple of goals recently. Lanzini, Yarmolenko coming off the bench. So I don't know if you fancy them for start.
No.
I cannot believe, by the way, that he goes anywhere near Sebastian Haller after the performances he's put in over the last couple of games. Absolutely awful against Liverpool. Honestly, everyone was lauding Nat Phillips, but listen, he couldn't have had an easier time than against Allaire. He really couldn't. He was terrible. When Yarmolenko come on, just the fact that Yarmolenko was moving around gave the Liverpool defence something to think about. It was incredible.
I think, to be honest, even with the West Ham fixtures turning as they are, I would be happy to just have Souček and a defender for West Ham. I don't think you need a treble up.
Okay, well, listen, they are a team, absolutely, that I'm considering investing in going into Game Week 8, because the next three for them look great, and actually even after that, doesn't look too bad. So all eyes on West Ham. A bonkers game today at Villa Park. Aston Villa 3, Southampton 4. Now, we've already mentioned the Ings injury. You've got to keep your eye out for what's happened to Ings' knee. Historically, we know what Ings is like. If he gets an injury, tends not to be a 1 or 2 weeker. Tends to be a longer-term thing. I hope not for his sake, because he's bang on form. And Southampton, again, another right call that you've made this season. I hate to keep pointing them out. But after that Spurs humiliation, they and half bucked their ideas up, Southampton.
Yeah, they did.
And they've had some very, very good results. Now, listen, they've almost thrown this one away with Grealish and, you know, the Watkins penalty, which, by the way...
Thanks, Jack.
I could not believe it, guys.
Do you know
what? I could not believe it.
At the time that this happened, we weren't watching this game because it was a box office game and we didn't pay for two in one day. We had Sky or BT, one of them on, the score centre. And Lee was sat on the floor doing some math homework with our little girl. I was sat at the table doing some spellings with our little boy. And Watkins was given this penalty. Well, you wanted to hear him.
Absolutely.
He was so annoyed.
Absolutely disgusting behaviour from Jack Grealish.
Why?
Absolutely disgusting.
Why?
He takes the penalties. Take the penalty, Jack.
Why?
And give it to Ollie Watkins.
What? Ollie Watkins wanted it.
Ollie Watkins had a crap game and he got a bonus point and a penalty. Absolutely ridiculous. Jack, take the penalties, you muppet.
Shall I go and get you something sweet? Because you're very, very bitter today.
I was very bitter about that.
Very
that is
bitter.
Absolutely standard Lee and Sam FPL.
This is what he said. He went, and this is so Sam FPL family.
Oh, it was.
This has happened.
It was.
This is so Sam FPL family. And he stormed off. And he comes back. And he sits down. And then I was
it
like...
Was.
And then within like 2 minutes, Jack Grealish had scored. And I was like, Lee, Jack Grealish, you scored. And he was like, well, it's still so Sam.
It is.
All right.
The fact Jack scored... The fact Grealish scored again after that.
Yes.
I was still fuming. I was like, Jack, I don't care that you scored.
He got 18
honestly.
Points or something, didn't
don't
he?
Don't care. Should be more.
Oh, shush.
Should be more, because
oh,
he should
shush.
Have had 2 goals and 2 assists. Jack, you've done me out of a goal. And not only that, but you give it to Ollie Watkins. You want to give it to somebody, give it to somebody else. Don't give it to Ollie Watkins, who you've got. Absolutely ridiculous. He was rubbish, by the way, Jack Watkins. Jack Watkins. Ollie Watkins. How you feel about this kid now? He's apart from the Liverpool game, has looked guff, hasn't he?
Got 7 points.
Oh, shut up.
That's
got
Shea Adams this week.
Tips is in, he said, disgusting. I agree. Take it to
disgusting behaviour. It's just disgusting behaviour. So Sam of PL family. It's disgusting behaviour. I was like...
Absolutely unbelievable. Nymphrey, I hate Nymphrey. She nearly said she's a Greenish owner as well. I agree. Yes, exactly.
Don't
disgusting,
please,
guys.
Guys.
Jack Greenish, what are you up
off,
to?
Honestly. I just about calmed him down.
Here goes. Here's a super chat from Farzad Ali. Thank you for the super chat, Farzad.
About Watkins.
He's saying Robertson and Foden out for Chilwell and Ziyech. So there's an investment in Chelsea if ever I saw one. Robertson and Foden out. So he's getting that Liverpool Man City game. Don't want anything to do with that game next week. He's lumping into Chelsea versus Sheffield United. Are you feeling that?
I'm all aboard
feeling
that.
Feeling that, Farzad? We're feeling
I'd do that,
over here. Very
I
good.
Would do that. If that's for free... If that's two free transfers, I'd do that.
Very good. Andrew Years in. Hey, Andrew, he's saying Lisa and his toys out the pram. Andrew, you have no idea.
The toys this weekend.
So you have no idea.
He has none left.
I don't have any toys. They all went out the pram earlier and they're coming out again. It was disgusting, guys. Honestly, Jack Grealish, take those penalties. That's why we've got you in FPL, you muppet. Anyway, Southampton also looking very, very good. Danny's okay with the goal. James Ward-Prowse with two free kicks. What are we saying about this lad?
The thing is, with JWP, we all have always known that he's got this in his locker with two free kicks.
Yeah.
But he doesn't regularly score two of them in that quicker time slot. And I think that was more to do with how bad Villa were defensively this week. Now,
it was good. So talk to me about this then. Villa defensively, 3 weeks ago, they were best defence in the league. Right up there, going to be Champions League. Now, all of a sudden, can't keep a clean sheet. Ezri Konsa almost scored an own goal.
But this is a very this is very Villa, isn't it? Like, you know, last season we saw them be pretty useless for a lot of time.
Yeah.
And then this season they started a bit later than everybody else. They had a nice few games of fixtures to start.
Yeah.
They caught Liverpool very unexpectedly and got a great result. And since then, it's just not quite clicked for Villa.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, I had the horrible task this week of picking between my two Southampton and my two Villa players to decide who I was starting. I went with the wrong keeper. Because in the end, I thought I'd just play one each from the back and that will hope for the best. But I think with Martinez, a lot of people have done this. A lot of people looked at his start to the season, looked at how good he was against Arsenal, for Arsenal when he played in restart. And it's just not quite clicked. And at 4.8 now, I can use that money better elsewhere. I'm going to stick with McCarthy. Because even today, concedes three goals, he's still got 3 points because of all the saves he's made.
The chat are quite split on the Villa talk. Mark Dorney, how are you doing, Mark? I love this comment. Lee, get back in the biscuit tin, mate. Watkins Penn keeps his confidence.
Let's talk about biscuits later. We'll talk about biscuits.
He was terrible as well. Oh. I can't wait to talk about Man United.
I love Ollie Watkins. I don't know what your problem is.
Stanley's insane. Disgusting behaviour from Grealish. It was, guys. It was disgusting. Boss man, the lad Watkins is another championship forward. Finding the jump difficult. I have to agree with you.
Scored today. They're doing those 7 points.
Don't even go there. Beautiful. Let's go to Old Trafford then. What is going on at Old Trafford, and what is going on with Mr. Pogba? Some absolutely incredible comments that I saw after the game.
What did he say?
Where he came out and said something like, "By the time I think he was asked about the penalty incident and the foul in the box on Bellerin, and he said, well, by the time I got there, I was a bit out of breath, and that's maybe why I caused the foul." Here's a question for you. Is this guy now taking the piss out of Manchester United Football Club?
It's a joke.
What is going on there? And here's another question. Mauricio Pochettino is booked.
No.
He is booked by Sky Sports.
I won't have it. La, 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 la,
he is booked for Sky Sports Monday Night Football tomorrow night. No. Jamie Carragher, is going to ask him, are you going to be the next Manchester United manager?
Will cry tears of pain and suffering if I see Pochettino sat in the Manchester United dugout. Go anywhere else, please, Poch.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. I can feel it.
I don't
feel it in the waters.
To go back to, let's stop talking about Poch because I'll get emotional. Pogba is a joke. You say that Grealish is a disgrace. Grealish and I raise you Pogba, who is disruptive to the core in that team. He struts around the pitch like he owns the place.
All right, well, listen, let's not waste time on Pogba.
It's a disruption to the rest of the team. Okay. It's a Bruno over.
So go on then, Bruno. Talk about him.
Well, what would you do about Bruno? You can't... the home fixtures...
Bruno is the sort of player that surely is fuming after a game like that, isn't he? Surely he's in the dressing room kicking bottles around.
Well, I was raging, because why is he taking him off? Why is he
I couldn't believe it.
I'm not raging... I mean, I'm really...
That's like City being 1-0 down and taking De Bruyne off.
Yeah.
He's the player that can give you that moment to just get you something from the game.
Absolutely.
And he takes him off.
I mean, I'm raging obviously from an FPL point of view, but I'm watching that game thinking, what the hell are you doing, Ollie?
Yeah,
like,
don't know.
He's the one player that actually looks like he wants to give a damn and you take him off. Like, I don't understand Man United at the minute. I really don't. I watched them on Wednesday evening. They were fantastic. They were fantastic for those last 20 minutes. absolutely nailed it. The formation was right, the players were engaged, they were motivated, they were playing correctly. Fast forward, what's it been, 4 days? And it's like, I just
So here's
can't.
The fixtures for Man United then. Everton away, West Brom at home, Southampton away, West Ham away. Then it's the Manchester derby. So there's that really, really nice fixture of West Brom at home, surrounded by what on paper looks like very difficult away games at Everton, Southampton, West Ham, and then the Manchester derby. So what are we saying about Man United assets?
But they haven't won at home yet, have they?
I've got no idea.
I don't think they've won.
Maybe they haven't.
I'm going to check that because I might have got that wrong. So game week 2, they lost at home to Crystal Palace. Game week 3, they were away. Game week 4, they lost at home to Spurs. Game week 5, they were away. Game week 6, they drew to Chelsea. And game week 7, they've lost at home to Arsenal.
So only one draw, 3 defeats at Old Trafford. Didn't notice that.
I'm looking at this West Brom fixture. And I'm thinking, because all my Bruno points, apart from the penalty against Spurs, they've all come away from home. So I'm looking at this fixture list thinking, well, West Brom, that's the game I'm holding for. Do I want him
at home? Okay. Well, as he is saying, 4 games, 1 point. Not good enough. Everton are pathetic defensively, Sarang is saying.
Yeah, but Dean's back next week.
There's a few of them back, let's see. But yeah, listen, Manchester United, for me, don't look investable. And those fixtures, I guess I'm looking at West Brom and thinking that is, you know, that's plum. Game week 9, it's plum. But
who has Chelsea got?
So Chelsea are playing Newcastle away. You've got City playing Spurs that game week. Let's see where Liverpool are. Liverpool at home to Leicester. So there's plenty of, you know, I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking at game week 9 and thinking I'm struggling to see where my captaincy might come from. I think Salah or Mane at home to Leicester looks okay. So on that basis, I'm not thinking, well, it's got to be a Man United player at home to West Brom.
No, but I'm equally looking at Bruno sitting in my team, thinking at 10.5 million, I could save 3 million by having Ziyech. Did I say that right?
Ziyech, yes.
By having Ziyech, who's playing Newcastle in the same week that West Brom are playing Manchester United.
Okay.
That seems like just as nice a fixture right now.
Okay. FPL Geordie, Bruno is still a very good FPL asset. Mm. Don't disagree with you, Geordie. You will still get points. United will still get penalties because VAR is a thing and exists. So they will get penalties. But at the moment, I just can't justify the 10.5.
10.5.
That's what worries me. Yeah, that's what worries me. Come on, let's have a quick chat about Spurs Brighton. We talked about it a lot at the top of the show, and we're about just over 45 minutes into the live stream. So I do mean, keep it brief, Sam from FPL Family. Spurs 2, Brighton 1. Kane, obviously, with the goal. Was it a penalty? Soft, but you've seen him given. Was Trossard a penalty? Soft, but you've seen him given.
My view is they could easily both have not been pens. They could easily both have been pens.
Have been pens, yeah. That's the way it goes, right?
My honest answer when I saw the Kane one was that's never a penalty. My view was the same at the other end, so I would have been quite happy for them neither of them to have been penalties, okay. But I'll take the FPL points.
Okay. All right. We've spoken a lot about Bale. I don't really want to talk about him anymore. Are you getting him or not? What's happening?
Well, not yet. I am getting
him. And we're not panicking on the Son blank, right? This guy can't score goals every week.
And was unlucky not to get an assist on 3 minutes for Lamella if it had been Kane that
it's
was
West Brom next, guys. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Bale should have got an assist for Kane as well. I don't know how Kane missed it off the back post. Idiot man, Kane. What are you doing?
Yeah, he should have scored that, shouldn't he? So here's the Spurs fixtures. And West Brom, so listen, you ain't sending anybody ahead of West Brom.
No.
But then Man City, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Yeah.
What are we saying about those three? Because this is the game week or the period of fixtures where I think a lot of people are like, right, I've got my Spurs assets in, absolutely going nowhere until game week 9. Then City and Chelsea and Arsenal and, you know, Man City fixtures look better. I might start to think about moving Son or Kane on. Those three fixtures, it looks like from the look on your face, for the podcast listeners' benefit, that you're going to be keeping the
team. I'm going to stick for now. I think Man City, Man City are what they are. Those games, Spurs, Man City, they're always goal scored in that game. If there's goal scored from that game, it's going to be Kane, Son, Bale, isn't it? Let's be frank. So I'll hold for that. Chelsea is the game I really struggle with because I think that they are finding form. I think that'll be a really hard game for Spurs. And then the North London derby is what it is, but it's normally what it is because of the atmosphere and the intensity, and it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same when we played them without fans in the stadium last year. So that game could just... But there'll be goals. So, and I'm looking at that thinking, would I want to own a Spurs defender? No. No, I would not.
Okay.
But would I hold Kane and Bell? Absolutely, I would. There's goals.
Okay, all right. I was impressed again by your right back. I think Reguilón looks very, very good. Nice assist.
The Madrid connection.
For the Bale goal. And yeah, it's a nice Madrid connection. So I do like the look of him. Slight, maybe a little knock for Højbjerg that maybe we've got to keep our eyes on. But listen,
finished the game, he was all right.
Listen, let's not talk any more about Spurs because West Brom away next. You ain't selling any of your Spurs assets ahead of that
Captain
game.
Them, aren't you?
This time next week on the live stream, we might be talking differently about Spurs. But let's see. I suspect not because you're still winning games and you're still playing very, very well. Brighton, for their part, weird sort of team selection with no Maupay. I think they lacked... They lack that focal point up front. I don't know what's going on there. The keeper played well, yeah. So maybe Matty Ryan just needed a bit of a... You know, maybe he was getting complacent. Maybe he just needed a little bit of a rocket. I don't know.
He's game to give it, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, if you've got Lamptey, well done. You've got the points. As he tweaked a hamstring, you need to look out for that. Outside of that, I didn't see much from Brighton to kind of suggest that I really want to invest. Burnley at home next for them, though. So if you have got Brighton assets, I think they're worth keeping. Then Villa away, Liverpool, Southampton starts to get a bit trickier from game week 9 onwards. So Brighton, a hold for now, unless you've got Lamptey, he's out for a long time. But
I don't
let's
think
wait
he will
see.
Because he did play on for a while afterwards.
Probably is going to be okay.
I think he'll be all right.
Hamstrings are funny muscles though, aren't they? That while you're playing and they're loose and they're warm, they'll be all right. It's when he wakes up tomorrow morning, if he's feeling it, it could be a 2 or 3 weeker. In which case, he misses the Burnley game. And then he's back for, I don't know, Villa away or Liverpool. Got a decision to make then, haven't you? But keep an eye on the press conferences, of course. A super chat from Yash Iyer. Thank you, Yash, for the super chat. Zaha replacement after green fixtures and 2 million in the bank. So let's have a quick chat about Crystal Palace. So all the way back to Friday, Wolves 2, Crystal Palace 0. We mentioned Zaha. You know, yes, troll him at Trollface. He's done us again, but... The fixtures do look good, and up until that Wolves game, obviously, we spoke about it on the FPL show last week, he's looking very, very good. Was that Wolves game a bit of an anomaly on a Friday night there? Were Wolves that good? Because I think they were pretty good. And should we invest in Zaha or anybody else from Palace from that perspective going into this nice run of fixtures? They're top of the fixture ticker right now.
They are top of the fixture ticker. I don't buy into the Zaha thing at all. I just don't... I've never ever seen Zaha consistently keep performing. And for me, it always felt like he was in a bit of a purple patch that was going to end. And when it ends, it will just cut. It won't be like a slow, you know, I might be wrong. He might score a load next week. I just don't see it myself. Having said that, if I owned him, I'd really struggle to take him out ahead of these nice fixtures that he's got. So I'd probably give him another week. As a Mitchell owner... I'm slightly perplexed as to what to do now because I benched him this week on the basis that he was flagged and I thought, why would Hodgson even risk him? Because PVA is available, we just play him. But they did lack something at the back without him. And so I wonder whether we might come back. I'm going to see what happens. I think from a Wolves perspective, they have looked more solid defensively. What's interesting for me is I didn't see it being Saez.
How good was Ait Nouri's goal, by the way?
It was.
What a nice goal. And a super chat from FPL Focus. Thank you for the super chat. Time to get rid of Saez now because of that rotation threat. So, guys, yeah, unless you've been living under a rock for the last couple of weeks, you'll know that Max Kilman has come in at left centre-back, which is Saez's position, and played very, very, very well indeed. Only conceded one in their last four now, which was that Murphy free kick, which has nothing to do with Kilman, I don't think. And Patricio probably should have saved it. So only one goal conceded now, the last four for Wolves. The fixtures do look trickier with Leicester away, Southampton, then Arsenal and Liverpool next for Wolves. So it does get trickier, but Kilman at 4-2 has come in and done a great job in Saez's position. Now, Saez has been shifted out as left wing last few games, but Ait Nouri has come in and done a fantastic, a great goal, fantastic performance. And of course, they've got Marcel there who could play in that position. So all of a sudden, Saez has gone from golden boy in defence in FPL... to what are we doing with this guy? An FPL focus, the super chat. What are we going to do now about this rotation threat with Saez?
So the other thing I really nearly did, and Lee will back me up on this one, unlike the Zuma one, is I nearly brought in Connor Cody this week. Because our little boy at dinner time was like, Mummy, get Connor Cody this week. And he loves him. I don't really know why. So I was going to do that. And I looked at the fixtures for Wolves because I thought, if I'm going to make a transfer this week, I don't want it to be a transfer that I... have to fix. Like, I don't want to make a transfer for the sake of a transfer and then fix it again next week. And I looked at the Wolves fixtures going forward and thought, I just don't fancy there being that many clean sheets in the next few weeks. I thought there was a possibility that this happened, but I didn't see it. And actually, I looked across the thing. When Saïss was benched, I thought, well, I've kind of dodged a bit of a bullet here because the rest of them aren't that highly owned. Saïss is, obviously.
The warning signs were there with Saïss.
They were.
With last week.
They were.
Because he got hauled off early. Yes, he banked the clean sheet, so well done, Saïss owners. But the warning signs were there a little bit for him. Thanks for the super chat, George Wade, by the way. Thank you, George. Not heard your name before on the live stream, George. So if you're new, hit that subscribe button, mate, and welcome. Shout out to my housemate, Josh, who swapped Saïss for Zuma this week.
Not a bargain.
Nice. Nicely
That's
done.
Ideal, that is.
Josh, who is George's housemate. Nice move indeed. But Saïss, if you had him right now, ahead of those fixtures, even if he does come in and gets his position back,
I don't see clean
like
sheets.
You say, you're not seeing many clean sheets, I don't think, in the next 3 or 4 weeks. So a sideways switch to a Chilwell or even a Zuma, as Josh has done there, feels like a reasonable thing to do, right? With Chelsea's fixtures coming up.
The only Wolves defender I would hold now is Max Kilman.
Yeah.
Because I think at his price point, it really doesn't matter if he misses out one or
two.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll probably bench him quite a bit over the next few weeks,
and
to
it doesn't
be fair.
Matter.
But I had him at 4.0 and he can... He was always going to be... Every season I do the same thing. I have a 4.0 defender that just is rooted to the spot.
Yeah.
Actually, turns out he's actually half decent. I'm starting to play him and get some points. But over the next few, I will probably bench him a little bit. A super chat from Moha Mocky. Thank you, Moha, for the super chat. Robbo plus 4.5 million defender to Chilwell and Reguilón. I feel I'm wasting that extra money in a Liverpool defender right now, which goes back to your thoughts about Trent there.
Yeah.
He's already got Kilman and Ailing in the team. So Robbo and a 4.5 defender to Chilwell and Reguilón. So he's kind of, you know, he's got his kind of defenders like this and he wants to balance it out a bit, but by getting Chilwell and Reguilón to do that, which sounds all right to me.
Chilwell, yeah, 100% on board with that.
Still not convinced on the Spurs defence, are you? I can feel that.
I'm really not, because I think there is still a rotation risk there with him. There definitely is. There's potential that he plays Ben Davis. There's obviously still the Europa League stuff happening, so there's a bit of potential for that. And the fixtures after West Brom do get difficult for Spurs. Are clean sheets even there?
Okay, all right. And Daniel Podence, of course, scored a very nice goal again.
So
2 or 3 weeks ago, essential. Last week, not. Is he essential? I don't know with Podence.
The last
it's a bit
few weeks
of a.
He's looked good though.
He hasn't
returned.
Yeah, he has.
And I think sometimes you look. This is what we want as FPL managers. We want to watch players like Podence, and think you've got the form. He might not be scoring goals, but everything about what he was doing looked like he was going in the right direction. So I wasn't at all surprised to see him score.
Cheap enough to keep. I think he's cheap enough to keep
now. Yeah,
cheap enough
to
keep. Last game we're going to discuss, Sam. Sheffield United 0, Man City 1. A game that actually statistically Man City dominated. But I wasn't rushing to their assets because I felt like Sheffield United, particularly at home, are not the sort of team that gets smashed too often. I thought if City win 2-0, you could feel that, or you know, 2-1 or something. You know, they're probably going to win the game.
Yeah.
But I didn't see a 3-4 or 5-0. Sheffield United very, very rarely, if ever, especially at home, get beaten by a lot. So I didn't feel the need to really pile into Man City. And so it proved 1-0, Walker with a, frankly, a fantastic goal, quite honestly. Really, really good goal. Of course, Liverpool next and then Spurs for Man City. So obviously De Bruyne's back. Still got that number 9 issue, although I thought Ferran Torres come and did a really good job. Is he as good as the other two?
No,
of course not. But he does allow the others to play in positions in which they are better, Sterling in particular. So with Liverpool and Spurs up next, I don't think I'm rushing to Man City, but from game week 10, it's Burnley and Fulham at home back-to-back. So are you already considering what your KDB plan in is?
No.
Or not doing that right now?
Worry about it the other time.
Right, okay.
The person that really stood out for me was Cancelo. Again.
Yes, absolutely.
Really stood out for me in that game. Thought he had a really good game. He was another one that I was looking at prior to this fixture. But again, I felt it was too much of a 1 week thing.
It's interesting, actually. A comment from the Fantasy Football Club in the live chat. Thank you for the comment. Should we get Ruben Dias in Lee and Sam? Well, listen, I'm gonna put you off him because it's a Man City defender and they're starting to tighten up a bit the back, especially with Rodri, who I think is playing he's doing great in CDM at the minute, in central defensive midfield. And with Laporte next to him, I like him as a pick. But I think for roughly the same money, you can have a little bit of attacking threat with Cancelo as well. Now, is Cancelo going to keep his place? Is he a rotation risk? I have to say, based on what I've seen so far, he looks like he's going to keep that spot.
I would take him out right now.
I don't know why Pep would, to be honest with you. Who else have they got that can play? I mean, Mendy could play there, I guess, but we all know what Pep and Mendy's kind of relationship is like. So Cancelo, for me, does look very,
it's
very good.
Just the next two fixtures that don't sit well with clean sheets for me.
Yeah, there'll be some Man City assets will get points, I'm sure, in the next couple, but it's difficult to say who.
Yeah.
I will have a KDB in plan, I think, for game week 10.
Oh, for
I'm
game
not
week
sure
10,
what that's going to look
but
like.
But I think, you know, get through game week 8 first and then start thinking about game week 10.
Okay. Super chat from Karan S. Thank you for the super chat. Arsenal defence, Bellerin / Tierney, a good switch from Saïss. They do have the best defensive record in the league since January this year. Now, that is a really nice comment. And I know Bellerin got the assist today. He got fouled inexplicably by Pogba in the box.
Won't play Pogba
But I must admit, I'm still... I know he's a little bit more, but I still like Kieran Tierney. I can't shake Kieran Tierney. I went for Chilwell this week, but I easily could have gone Tierney. It was just going to Old Trafford that kind of put me off. It was the fixture on paper more than anything. Could have gone to Cancelo, but then it was the Liverpool Spurs that put me off. So in the end, I landed on Chilwell because of the Chelsea fixtures, and of course he came in, so I'm happy about that. But Arsenal defence, with Aston Villa at home up next, then Leeds away, which would look tricky, I would suggest, for a clean sheet, although Leeds tend to counter-attack with more pace when they're away, not necessarily at Elland Road. Wolves, who are not, you know, not blisteringly hot in terms of goal scoring right now, and then of course the London Derby in 11. So there's clean sheets in there for Arsenal. Could be some attacking points for Tierney as well. So if you wanted to go sideways from Saïss, of course, you know, we're looking at the Saïss exit plan. Arsenal defence, yes or no?
Yeah, I can
looks alright, right?
Yeah, I can get on board with that. I think I thought they looked solid defensively today. I mean, they weren't challenged that much today.
Okay.
But yeah, I can get on board with the Bellerin thing.
Okay, alright. Sarah and Janice saying, you've got to see Bellerin stats, Lee. Well, listen, I will. I will. I'll have a look at that. Yeah, get in the comments below if you can tell me something I've missed about Bellerin stats. Listen, we know what he's like historically. He's very defensive, a very offensive-minded player. So listen, I'm not going to put you off Bellerin whatsoever, but just... it's just Tierney's been catching my eye. And it's a long time, actually, since any Arsenal defender's caught my eye. So for two to catch it is quite something. It's quite something. Let's just have a quick look at how the October Manager of the Month is going, Sam. David Coates is still right up
before
there
this
on 250 points. These are the scores before game week 7. Before. So these are the scores at the end of game week 6. That game week that we're trying to forget. But we're going to go back there just for a second and talk about that. Because, of course, we've still got one game left. In game week 7, it could all change.
Two
games left tomorrow. You're absolutely right. Two games. And of course, next game week as well. No, we haven't got that. This is the last one.
No, we're in November now, so this is it.
So this is it. So the next two games will decide who is going to win the October Manager of the Month competition. It looks to be between David and Matthew right now, although Tony is hanging in there at 230 points, just taking over that third spot. From Salil. If any of you guys have got Bale in there, get in the chat if you're in. Let us know whether you've got him or not. David has been pretty much...
There or thereabouts
all of October. He's had a fantastic October. 3.2k overall in FPL going into game week 7. So David, we're rooting for you, mate. It's a fantastic overall
there.
Rank. That is, yeah, you've got, that's, you've got
to
start thinking about
winning
it.
That's what you said to me. If I was a 3k, you'd go, you've got to be thinking about winning it from there.
Absolutely. So David... riding high in the October Manager of the Month, and Matthew and Tony still in with the chat. I will, of course, be totaling up the scores from game week 7, adding it to the spreadsheet, guys, and I'll let you know, the Patreon, all you patrons out there, I'll let you know in the Slack and on Twitter and everywhere else, on Patreon, of course, as well, who is October's champion. And then we do it all over again in November. A really good time, guys, if you're considering joining us on Patreon. It's a really good time to do it right now because you're at the beginning of a month. So, of course, you get the Ohana podcast that we do every Friday. You get the Slack access. You get the one-to-one Zooms, if that's the tier you want to have a look at there as well. Again, we've been doing Zooms all this week. It's been great to actually meet one-to-one on Zoom. A lot of you guys from the FPL family community. Really, really great conversations. And you guys, you know your stuff. I don't know why they're talking to me. I'm sure they're having good conversations with you. But these guys,
I'm really
like, wow, this is fantastic conversation.
Really.
The Manager of the Month competition at the $5 tier is kicking off, obviously, next game week. So you've got, this is a good week to go check out patreon.com/FPL family. If you want to come and support us, chuck a few dollars in the tin, but also have the opportunity to win some fantastic prizes in our Manager of the Month competition for November. Some of our prizes, like the ones you can see on the ball here, doesn't have to be Spurs, doesn't have to be Liverpool.
Doesn't have to be a picture of me.
There is, I have seen on the Kicking the Balls website, a signed Gareth Bale 9 shirt.
No, there isn't.
There is, I have seen it.
Can I have it for Christmas?
No, you cannot have
Please.
It. Stop touching me.
Please.
You cannot have it for Christmas.
Why can't I have it for Christmas?
It's not happening.
Guys, give us a like.
if you think I should have it for Christmas.
What, 500 likes and I get it for Christmas?
Yeah.
No, not having it. Not having it. So there we go, guys. It's what between David it and Martin for the October Manager of the Month, guys. So let's get on with our teams for the weekend.
How'd
here is my score. 60 points, Sam. 60 nice. Points, which is a pretty good game week. It's a pretty good game week. There are a couple of things, and it wouldn't be me doing a team review if I wasn't going to get grumpy about something.
Oh, Grealish, here we go again. Here we go.
Grealish grump is real. So again, I've been done out of points there.
Hang on, sorry. Where's my violin?
Every week, I get done out of points. The Grealish penalty is one. Pulisic injured in training in the warm-up. What the hell's that about? Show your face. Other than that...
Any more violins needed?
Other than that, it's all right. Obviously, the captain blank hasn't helped. Had I picked... I mean, even Kane over Son would have been better. But had I gone Salah, that would have been even better.
Did tell you to captain Kane.
I was never going to go Grealish, I don't think. FPL Raptor did, by the way. Well done, FPL Raptor.
I bet he's, Grealish, you know, got his violin out.
Very happy about that. So overall, look, I can't complain too much. 60 points is good. Chilwell and Adams were my two transfers in for Lamptey and Morpie, which obviously the Lamptey one...
That's worked out because of Morpie going.
But anyway, I'm pretty happy not to have Brighton, I don't think. But I'm happy to have these two lads because the fixtures look pretty good, as we mentioned before, all the positive things we've said about Chilwell. The Ings injury worries me a little bit from an Adams perspective, but let's wait and see because the Southampton fixtures, Newcastle at home next, so I think, you know, I'm going to stick with him for that. Pulisic is the problem now. Pulisic is the problem. If he's going to be out for a few weeks, well, I think it was plural, I think he said weeks, didn't he? I'm not getting Gareth Bale, don't do me a favour. Probably going to go sideways to Ziyech, you know. Probably. I haven't got enough money in the bank. It'd be a hit to get Gareth Bale. And I've got Son, I've got Kane, I definitely don't want to treble on Spurs. So listen, 60 points, guys, is pretty good. I was at 2 million overall rank going into game week 7. I'm at 1.4 now. Is it where I want to be? No, but listen, this season has been bonkers. So I'll take a 600k rank rise this week. I'm all out, by the way. I've got Dallas on the bench, but he won't be coming on. Pulisic will come off and Suchet will come on for the two-pointer. So I'm done. So I've got going to take a bit of a rank drop tomorrow, depending on what happens. Yeah. Well, whatever happens, I'm probably going to go down a little bit. But even if I end up at 1.5 million and take 500k out of my rank, that's a good week. In anyone's books, that's a good week. I've got to take it, especially when my captain didn't come off, which was
nice when your transfers pay off. Like, so many weeks, you make a transfer and it seems like it's well... Like last week, right? You make a transfer, it seems all well thought out, and it all goes just wrong. And so it's nice to get two transfers. All right, Lamptey scored, but equally, Chilwell, I think, is a much better pick moving forwards. And Adam's got you the assist today, and actually was unlucky not to get two with the first goal being ruled out.
Some of my transfers, there we go, blow me on trumpet. Some of my transfers this season have been really good. Oh. If I look at my wild card and how that worked out, got Kilman in on my wild card. You know, I've stuck with Salah, which I think largely has worked out. Got the Spurs boys in at the right time. Chilwell and Adams in this week. I'm pretty happy with my transfers in. I have Reece James in when he got that goal against Brighton, right? So I've been all right with my transfers. What's killing me is not just the erratic nature of the Premier League, but my captaincy.
Yeah.
It's killing me. Did well last week. Was it last week? No. I'm a wild card week. Picked Kane. Got a big rank rise. Last week was a nightmare. Just full stop. This week, captaincy fail. Again, got to get my captaincy right. Can't keep getting it wrong. That's the thing that's killing me. Really, really killing me.
You had any thoughts about who you're captaining next week?
Who's on my bus team captain? Let's have a look. I will tell you who I'm thinking about from a bus team captain if I can find the app on my phone. Let me see. Here we go. Pick team. And my bus team has got Son as captain. Son as captain still against West Brom. I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to keep the faith. So it probably will be one of the Spurs boys. I can't believe that, I mean, away from home, you've been fantastic so far this season. So going up against West Brom looks okay to me. Might have been Pulisic. Pulisic might have been in with a shout. But listen, probably going to be Son or Kane going into that game, I suspect. So 60 points, all out, 1.4, probably going to be 1.5. It's all right. It's a green arrow. I'll take it. Hashtag Team Sam coming in at 47 points after the Spurs game. With one to go, Dallas to play. Overall rank 1.2. That's a solid week, isn't it? If not outstanding, it's fairly solid. It's pretty average.
Did Kane still have 16 when that pitch was taken?
Actually, I think he lost some bonus points. You might have, or I might have taken this picture.
Yeah, I'm on 44
when Kane
now.
Was due for bonus points. So yes, you're right. Actually, not sorry. I've done you.
Got none.
Given you a few points there. At 44.
Yeah, he got
not
no
47,
bonus
as the graphic suggests. The graphic is out of date here. Yeah.
Lanta with 9 on my bench.
Savage.
Here's red flag now though. I think.
So 44. Okay.
44 with Dallas to play.
Sure. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's fine.
I think the thing with me is that I got two major, like my front three all performed fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Salah, fine. Happy, like Son is what it is. On a different game, he gets a goal. It's fine. Suchet wasn't really expecting much against Liverpool. Bruno Fernandes and Trent.
They're the ones, aren't they, with the red flags, metaphorically speaking. Not they're injured, but in your mind, in terms of your transfers.
They are the ones that I'm looking
at
and thinking, you are, between you, at 7.4 and 10.5. That is a fortune.
It is.
That is so much of my budget in a pair of players that I don't trust.
Okay.
And that's the issue. I've lost all faith in them. And I think at that point...
What about Ollie Watkins? He's a bit of a problem as well, isn't he?
He
needs a wild card, this team.
Oh, shut up. At 5.9, Ollie Watkins is not a problem. And he's on penalties now, so...
I'll give over.
He's on penalties now.
I actually think... So that was 44. So you're not on 3.89. You're on 3.86. And I'm on 3.81. If Grealish hadn't given Watkins that penalty... I'd be about 6 or 7 points above you right now.
Yeah, well, when Dallas scores a penalty tomorrow...
Absolutely disgusting, that
Grealish
penalty.
Dallas with a clean sheet.
I would be above you right now in FPL
right,
if Grealish had taken that penalty.
This is disgusting.
It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace.
The violin is back out again.
Absolutely unbelievable.
I have to live with this.
Absolutely unbelievable.
This is my life.
Nistel is in the live chat. Thank you, Nistel. This team screams wildcards.
Oh,
Nistel,
shush.
There's problems all over this team.
Oh, shut up.
You can't tell the viewers to shut up.
Tell you to shut up. It doesn't. There's no need for wildcard. I just need to take Trent and Bruno out. They'll be my transfers this week. I'm fairly confident.
All right, so 44. Overall rank 1.2-ish. Or maybe 1.3 now. That's all right. Solid, right?
No, we'll
that has to come. That has to come. All right. Well, there we go. Okay, guys. Thank you for joining us for this late edition of FPL Family. But oh, look at that. I've not changed the chat window. That is shocking. Look at this for editing. On the fly editing, guys. Here we go. Watch this.
Ta-da. You only have one job.
I've got one job. It's because I was so happy about the Bale goal. I was just like, oh,
would you like to hold
them
up?
No, I would not.
Would you like to stroke his face?
No, I would not. Martin Treacy Swartz in the chat with the violin emojis. Thank you, Martin. I appreciate it. But listen, it's not often that I have the opportunity to overtake Sam in FPL. As you well know, Martin, because he's followed FPL Family for many years. Sorry?
Did you take it?
Take what?
The opportunity to overtake me. Did you take it?
Grealish did not take the opportunity.
Did you take it?
To overtake you. He done me dirty there, Grealish.
Did you
absolutely
take it or did you bottle it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Guys,
bottled it.
Thank you for joining us on tonight's late edition of FPL Family. This time next week, I'm going to be above you. I can feel
shush.
It. I can feel a change in the waters. I can feel a change in the waters.
Good luck with that.
Keep your eye on the Fantasy Football Scout YouTube channel as well, because we've got a Sam versus Lee video coming up this week, and I can just feel the ripples of change there as well, Sam. I can feel some changes coming along in the Sam versus Lee price prediction videos as well. Things are changing, guys.
I think you'll find all of mine returned.
Oh, really?
And you've got Grant to come.
Grant? Oh, yeah, jeez, I've hit Grant. What a howler. Anyway, guys,
and I think
listen.
Also one thing... Before we go.
Go on.
It's a 4 o'clock deadline on Friday. Do not
forget.
Oh,
that is a good point. Game week 8 deadline
is
4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time on Friday, because there is a ridiculous 5:30 kickoff on next Friday, guys. So look out for that. Yes, look out for that. We're going to have to do Ohana pretty early on the Friday, aren't we? Because the guys will need a few minutes just to...
Might even put it out Thursday
get
night.
Their heads around it. Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thank you for joining us tonight. You can find us, as usual, on all of the social media that you can see on your screen right now, at FPL Family, over on Twitter, Instagram, search Facebook for FPL Family as well. And if you prefer to listen to the audio version of this YouTube video, you can, of course, find our podcast on Deezer, SoundCloud, Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Music, and all that jazz. Any pods or shows this week? Don't think so.
I don't think so. I
some fancy football scout stuff going on.
Oh, there's scout stuff going on.
Always some fancy football scout stuff going on.
Always some scout stuff going on.
Until next time, guys, thank you for joining us. And this time next week, Jack Grealish will take a penalty and I will be above you.
While Ollie Watkins scores a hat.
Good night, guys. See you later.